합니다.
헬로 앤 웰컴 투 어너 엑사이팅 에피소드 오브 베스트 5. 마이클 덩카 실러. You just some kind of friendly witch?
I'm Marissa Kirisame from Toho.
I could have guessed.
I know.
When did your white hair come in?
This is my hat.
I noticed that this is an actual broom.
I mean, what else would a witch ride on?
That's a good point. Tonight on the show, Halloween's tomorrow. Some of us are in the spirit. Actually, I'm wearing the remnants of a costume I wore at my office, wherein I was aping a fellow colleague. Very exciting. Steve, what are you dressed as, pal?
I am dressed as the man who will save us all.
I believe that. Steve, Ace King, Offsuit, Jurik, Avatar, Aang, Jurik. And John, I really wish you had put some effort into it. That's John Guerrero at Velociraptor. He writes for VanHelms.com. Hey, John.
I'm not wearing anything special. I wore this hat today.
Okay. All right. Well, tonight on the show, we're going to discuss Canada Cup aftermath. What happened? What went down? Why did it have to be that way? We'll also discuss Smash Brothers Ultimate Leak. I know you're pumped about that. Anything Smash Brothers related.
I look like a Smash player right now.
You smell like one too, dude. And we'll also... you know, have a recap like we always do. In fact, Steve, why don't you kick us off?
Before I start that, how much time do we have left?
Oh, that's important. We definitely want to get the show done in time. I think they're going to kick us out of the studio in about 90 minutes time.
We don't own this studio. The studio does not belong to us, so we have a hard cutoff time of 7:30 local time. So we got to be done.
I hope we can get it done in time.
It's going to be tough.
Yeah, that's going to be tough. They're going to kick us off. They're threatening to turn off the... I mean, it's stipulated in our contract that they'll turn off the internet as well as the power, so we better get this done.
I'm calling a limo just to have it ready for us.
Steve, we are going to do our show as regularly scheduled. Hopefully we can get it done in time. But is there anything else that you wanted to tell us about with respects to, I don't know, giveaways?
Yeah, we're going to do we're going to give away a couple things. We've got, because of Mr. Itazan from the previous premiere event, not this weekend, but we've got a Chun-Li costume to give away. So can we open up that raffle?
Why don't we go ahead and open up that raffle? Ilan, hit him with the raffle.
Ooh.
All right. And then later throughout the show, we'll be doing a few more raffles to get into the grand prize wheel spin. We've got that new technology. So we'll draw a few names throughout the show, and whoever we draw will get their name added to the wheel, and then at the end of the show, we'll spin the wheel.
We've got Ultra David joining our raffle. Just do it. Where's Charles Lee? I'm sorry, Steve, you were saying?
You win a win at one of the other raffles, you'll get your name added to the wheel. We'll spin the wheel at the end of the show, and the winner will get a copy of Soul Calibur 6.
Can we show them the wheel, or is that not a thing yet?
Ilan?
What was the question?
Can we show the wheel?
Oh, sure.
Do we want to?
Yeah.
Show them the wheel. This is the, as of right now, empty wheel.
Hold on.
Here it comes.
Hold on.
Y'all get ready for this.
Please. Hold on. On.
Holding on. Yo, you realize there's a shot clock, right?
Like every second we waste is...
Hold on.
Yeah.
Hold on. I'm cracking under the pressure. Hold on.
Ilan, we got to make it to grand finals. They're going to kick us out.
We can.
There's the wheel. And whatever Dunk Eclipse lands on will be the winner. This is what it'll look like and sound like. How excited are you, viewers, in the chat? Let us know by hitting a 1 if you're excited, a 2 if you could give 2 shits.
I'm thrilled.
I know you are, Steve. Okay, so again, just to reiterate, we're giving away special prizes tonight. It's Halloween, we're feeling generous. Mi compadre is in his witch outfit. We have Avatar Aang here. He's always giving of his time and wisdom. And the idea here is to give away some Chun costumes and then one very special prize that we'll give away at the end of the show. All right, we're excited. Recap,
Steve?
Should
we do the Chun?
You want to go ahead and do a Chun immediately right now?
Let's do it. Let's reward the people who are here right away.
Yeah, it's important.
Because we love you.
All right, so here's how it's going to work. We're going to do this three times during the show, and I'm going to draw three names, and each of these three names are going to get put on the wheel. So first...
Who's going to get the Chun-Li costume, though?
Whoever makes it on the wheel. We'll spin the wheel twice.
Time out. Elon, you are totally botching this.
Am I botching it? What are we doing then?
The names that get added to the wheel are in the running to win a copy of Soul Calibur 6.
Oh, well, you didn't tell me that part. All right, well, fine. Hold on. I'll draw a name now for the Chun costume.
Yes, sir.
Best of V show. I'm not even kidding.
Who the hell?
Look
was
at this
that you, Elon?
Look at it.
It's dead. Do another one. For crying out loud.
I'm going to announce it in the chat.
This is the most polluted week in history.
Dude, we're going to run out of time, Elon.
All right, all right, all right. Guess Perry God.
Hey.
Guess Perry God. Whisper at my man. Can you tell him how to whisper, Steve?
You type /W space, and then you type ace, king, and hit tab. It'll autofill, and then you hit space again, and it'll...
Elon, I was trying to get Steve to do his sexy whisper voice.
Oh, well, look. You gotta give me the memo on this shit. I'm tired of not being on the memo.
Steve, after all right. that, anything?
I've already...
You'll do it on the night?
Ask him. Yeah. So, congratulations, Guest Perry God. Let's get to a recap, shall we?
Yes, please.
Yeah, because
yo,
no
did you restart
happened.
The countdown?
Did it restart?
It keeps restarting.
Yeah, it keeps doing that.
Oh man,
we were able to negotiate.
Yeah, our venue is generous. They're not turning off the power yet.
All right. So let's get down to
slipped
business.
Slipped him a couple coins.
We do allegedly talk about fighting games. The big event this weekend was Canada Cup, but it wasn't the only thing going on this weekend. Gfinity Elite Series over in the UK kicked off its fourth season with group play. You see Excel and Envy picked up big wins in group A. Fnatic and Hashtag United getting wins in group B. So that's going to be going down over the next few weeks. That will wrap up the week before Capcom Cup, so chance to check out some European Street Fighter high level play. There was also an event that was part of the Dragon Ball FighterZ World Tour, and that took place at Thailand Game Show. That was won by Nikki E, who took it over Alden. But there was a bit of controversy surrounding this. The stream setup that they used was a head to head. Setup and apparently there was a great amount of lag in one of the screens because they had a direct connection to one and then used the splitter to connect the other. And instead of running side to side setup, they decided to have players flip a coin to choose which side they get to compete at. And there's been some fallout from that. I don't. Did anyone else hear an echo just now?
I did.
I did not.
Did.
Okay.
Is this a, are you alluding to the Smash Bros. Ultimate block grab that we'll do later, wherein we discuss some of the echo characters?
No, I was not, but that's a hell of a seg.
I mean, it's a bit of an early seg.
I mean, it's there. You know, the quality is there. So.
Good point. All right.
Did we just lose time? Like, did it jump down?
Yeah, technical issues. We gotta go faster.
I'm trying to negotiate with the venue. They keep changing the contract up on me. I'm trying my best here.
We appreciate you, man. Yes, Canada Cup was the big event this weekend. That was also part of the Dragon Ball FighterZ World Tour as a radar event.
And it was without incident.
It was relatively without incident. It was also without stream, which we'll get to for pool play. But Sonic Fox picked up the win over Kazunoko in the grand final. Leffen finished third. That was the big matchup that people were really excited for, Leffen versus Sonic Fox. As far as I know, that hadn't happened in a tournament before. They'd played online, they'd played exhibitions, but never in a tournament bracket until this past weekend, and Sonic Fox did get the better of it. But you had players from the UK coming out, or from Europe coming out with Eye Studying, quite a few Japanese killers. So pretty good turnout for that event. It was also a win for Sonic Fox in Soul Calibur 6. He picked up the win over Reptile in the grand final. They had a few good matches over the course of winner's final and grand final. A little bit of beef between Sonic Fox and Oofmatic. Opposite sides of the political spectrum, as it turns out. And that beef has continued onto Twitter over the past 24 hours. So there's a chance those two may cross paths again in a tournament. We will see.
And my man Pyroraptor from over in the Fire Nation of Raptors in third place.
The Fire Nation of Raptors. That's my job.
That's Shut up. He's on your turf. What's up?
Come on, man. if you're an old man like me, you were looking forward to this. Tournament of Legends.
Shit was hype.
It was ridiculously hype. If you looked at Killer Miller do the walk-up super on Kusumundo in the Honda Mirror, that was ridiculous. But Nuki took it over Afro Legends. Top eight is on, I believe, NYC Furby's channel on the archives. So definitely check that out. Some really, really good Street Fighter play all weekend. Him and Atari FGC came through and ran that stream on 4G. Atari paid for that basically out of his own pocket. So give that crew some love. Give the Super Turbo Revival crew some love. They killed it all weekend. Now getting into my wheelhouse, the Tekken World Tour. This was the final event of the regular season. So whoever was in the top 19 after this is headed to Amsterdam for the Tekken World Tour Finals. Nobi and Take were last-minute, not emergency registrants, but they signed up right before the cutoff because they were in danger. They both played their way to safety. Nobi taking over Take in the grand final. Abel Del Maestro, great weekend from him to make top three. Cuddle Core, breakthrough weekend for her. She also helped out her old E-League teammate, Jimmy J, because Cuddle Core was the one who eliminated Run It Black, and Run It Black was the player who could take that final spot away from Jimmy J. If we look at the final standings, you will see that Run It Black fell just outside that top 19. Dimebag finished in ninth this weekend. He also fell just short. So Jimmy J Tran punches his ticket by not going anywhere, not entering the tournament.
That's pretty sick.
It's fitting for him.
Because he won it for her back at E-League, and now she like got him in, you know, this. That, yeah, that's poetic. I like it.
Yeah, so they're even now. So yeah, the top 19 players on that leaderboard will be in the Tekken World Tour Finals the first weekend of December. The 20th player in that field will be determined by a last chance qualifier the day before the finals. And then, of course, we got to close it down with Street Fighter V.
Wait, hold it. Go back to that last screen. Oh, no, the numbers are green. All right, move on.
Yes. Street Fighter V, Canada Cup. It's been, you know, when you think of Canada Cup, you think of the International 5v5, which is the signature event, you would say, of this tournament. If you got to watch it, it was a great tournament conclusion. But that's a big if, for reasons we'll get into later. Japan won with Daigo, Fujimura, Fudo, Gachikun, and Tokido. Took it over U.S. number two, which featured Knuckledew, who was doing a hell of a lot of work in that grand final. And to get the U.S. to the grand final as well. Team Toronto finishing third. The other U.S. team finishing fourth. great tournament if you got to watch it, but the top four unfortunately took place off stream. There was some over the shoulder IRL streams if you were in the neighborhood for that. But and speaking of streams that did not end on stream, or tournaments that did not end on stream, the Street Fighter V premiere event did not get streamed in English. It was streamed in Japanese. Then it wasn't streamed in Japanese. Then it was streamed in Japanese again. But no matter how you say it, no matter how you slice it, Tokido does it again, making another grand final, winning another tournament, taking over Shaohai in the grand final.
Man, this game is so inconsistent, though.
It is. It's like...
No, they fixed the lag. Now it's consistent.
Alex Myers, though, you know, Justin Wong had a great weekend finishing top three, Punk finishing top eight as well. But Alex Myers, you know, I said a while ago that it felt like he was getting closer and closer to winning a premiere. And I still feel that's true. This weekend showed what he can do. One win short of top eight, but he's a guy who could do some damage. If he's one of those guys where, you know, in playoff situations, there's always that one person or that one team where if they get in, watch out for him. Alex just might be that guy. If we take a look at the global standings, though, one big development is that Mena RD fell out of the top 26. So that cut line does slide back up to 26 instead of 27, but that's mostly cosmetic because he doesn't count anyway. There is a tie for that final spot between Idazan and Mago. I have reached out to Capcom to see how that tie is broken, and I have not gotten clarification.
but those guys are both from the Asia region, right? And Gachi-kun clinching the Asia region means that even in this scenario, whoever was 27th would still take it because they would be right. The Asia qualifier, right?
Right. If this were the final standings, then one would get in through the global leaderboard and the other would get in through being the first Asia player out. Mm-hmm. However, you look at Gamer B and mm-hmm. Storm Kubo being right there. Dogra is not far behind. Chuan, he could... You know, he's probably not getting to travel, but, you know, Dogra, Storm Kubo, Gamer B, all in that race for the final spot. And Idazan and Haitani and Nemo, they're less than 20 points away from the cutoff.
They have to go to the Latin American finals, don't they?
That's going to be difficult for reasons we'll get into a little later as well.
Now, obviously, the leaderboard hasn't always worked exactly the same, but is Angry Bird qualifying at 211, like, the least points anyone's ever qualified with?
I don't remember the number of points. I do know that...
Steve?
I'm blanking on his name. Who made it last year? Who had the run through the first couple rounds?
Oh, Diddy Mokov.
Didi Mokov, I am just not with it today. But yeah, he was pretty low on the standings.
Oh, there's also Ricky last year, but that was an interesting and different situation, yeah.
Yeah. And then calling over to Tekken, there was Blackbeard, who had, if I remember correctly, 1 point heading to the European final, and he won that. So...
What else you got for us,
Steve? I mean, I think it's a good thing. I was just wondering.
GTO Akira is trying to tell you, Ace, it was confirmed that Haitani, Idazan, and Jiwa will be at the Latin American final. They were able to register, but only 8 Asian players made it to the 128 entrants. Of the 120 entrants.
Oh, right. Yeah. I won't spoil it.
Well, I'm done with the recap. We can jump right into that before we get
what you got, John? Spoil it.
From the recap to the Brazilian finals cap, that the Latin American regionals are being held in Brazil, as is per the norm, but Brazil has weird, funky laws, so that's kind of thrown everything for a bit of a loop. First of all, no prize pot as far as money goes, that's kind of its own thing. We've actually talked about that before, but the interesting thing is this particular premier event has a 128 player cap, and that is full. So if you haven't registered, you're not getting in. And it's also one of the final three events on the Pro Tour. And as we just saw with the standings, that's a big deal for a handful of players. So I mentioned earlier, all those guys that are right around the bubble are going to want to go there either to try to get in or to try to keep their spot. But how many of them are actually actually signed up for the event already? Do we know? I'm reading Haitani in the chat here is.
I've been told that eight foreign players were able to register. The other 120 were either all from Brazil or all from South America. I did see that MenRD tweeted that. Obviously, last week we talked about it where he, Lilo, and Kaba were not able to get their visas cleared to compete at the final itself. But he also said that two other Dominican players who were going to go for the Latin American final could not compete in the last chance qualifier because space was already filled. So these are guys who, you know, there's a possibility that if results go a certain way, they could get knocked out of that Asia or that Latin America final because they could not register on time.
I'm really upset that Capcom hasn't said anything about this.
Capcom hasn't said anything about a couple of things that they should be talking about, but
this one is like, you know, like undermining the competitive integrity of the entire Capcom Pro Tour, though.
Unpack that.
I mean, more so than it matters for the foreign players, it really sucks for South American players or Latin American players who can't easily get to this tournament at this point and make sure they're going to be in. You know, you're not going to travel there if you're not already in, and you're not going to be able to guarantee you're in unless you happen to be one of the lucky ones who signed up quick enough. And so it just screws them all over. And I mean, for the people where winning this tournament or doing well in this tournament would get them on the Latin American leaderboard and then get them into the tournament like, you know, Angry Bird did to get into the finals, this completely takes out that chance for several players who may have been able to do it that way. Then you factor in the fact that they don't even get money for winning, and it's a joke. And I understand that, like, you know, law above Capcom is what's stopping this, but they should at least comment on that and talk about the struggle and the difficulty of it, because it really fucks over a whole region of players.
Well, here's the question. You know, Capcom, their Latin America office is in Brazil. Brazil is their home base for South America. So they obviously have a connection to that. But at some point, you know, somebody has to bring up the suggestion, maybe put it in Chile, maybe put it in Argentina, you know, put it somewhere else where, you know, you don't have to run into these issues. Yes, I understand that there's an added cost to that, but it just feels weird to me that three of the four regional finals, players can win money. This one, you can't.
Are you considering the added cost to be the prize pool?
I mean, that's certainly an added cost. That's it's not insignificant, but it just feels like, for lack of a better term, amateur hour. And I know that there are other plates spinning because of this that they have to deal with, but it just feels massively unfair to South American players that they don't have the same opportunity that the rest of the world has.
Yeah, and it's the least vocal region, and I think it would be an outrage on Twitter if this was happening to any other region. So I think it's extra BS.
I think that Capcom has evolved beyond just being a company that makes video games, and now they're, at least with the fighting game community and Street Fighter V, they're an esports company with what they've done with the Pro Tour. And as such, they have to learn how to have that new level of at least communication with their fans, because they're not just producing a product that where they don't see their fans don't see them, they just see the product and that's their whole means of communication. Now it's like, You know, you have developments like this on the Pro Tour. You have an entire audience as well as a handful of players that are trying to be involved in this. You need to be telling them and updating them on what's going on, and at least show that you have some kind of a control over this kind of new entity that you're responsible for. And yes, it's still early in some respects. Like, Capcom hasn't been doing this for a long time, and I would, you know, I give them a little bit of a leash here to say, okay, well, it happened this time. As long as it doesn't happen next time, it's like this was a learning experience. But there are a couple things. Like, we haven't heard anything from Capcom on the whole infiltration thing, for instance. And it's like, yeah, I don't think they're going to have, like, necessarily an answer right off the bat for this. I don't think there is an answer for that. And maybe there's not quite an answer for this Brazil thing yet. But they should be communicating with their fans, with their competitors, that they're showing that they're actually involved in this process and that they care, which I'm sure they do. But you have to have that, especially if you're going to be a spectator sport of sorts.
I agree with you, John.
I mean, here's the thing. This isn't the first time that there's been this issue. Remember last year, the Last Chance qualifier had no stream. It just feels like there's – and we'll talk about this more when we get to Canada Cup. There's an expectation now that – viewers have, that participants have, of these events, and time again, for reasons that have nothing to do with the Brazilian people, that have nothing to do with, you know, that are all about administrative issues or what have you, but time and time again, it's not meeting these standards. And how do you make it meet those standards? Does that mean you move it to another country? Does that mean you have talks with lawmakers in that region to try and make things happen? I don't know, but it just feels wrong to me that we're gonna probably see this exact same thing happen next year.
We seem to have these kinds of conversations around this time in the year, this time in the Pro Tour season, kind of on the regular, you know, like, or on a yearly basis. So, yeah, it's getting to the point where, okay, maybe that leash that I was talking about is starting to run out, and it really is like, okay, Capcom, level it up here. This is what you're wanting to become. This is the product that you're presenting to the people. You need to deliver on a higher clip.
Speaking of delivering, we haven't heard anything about Infiltration. Talk about, like, one of the most beloved.
We got, like, to another tweet. That was basically the same tweet as the tweet before.
I guess I should change my statement to say we haven't gotten any real developments, and we're all kind of waiting. Infiltration, certainly one of the most beloved, most popular, most storied, most exciting to watch fighting game players in recent, at least certainly in the 09 era. And to have, I mean, it's just a bizarre thing to, I don't think the FGC's ever really had something on this scale. And people are waiting. It's announced he won't be competing anymore, but we're still waiting and waiting and waiting and waiting and waiting. Steve, what was the official update?
Late last week, Panda went to Twitter. Panda Global, I should say. They went to Twitter and they put out this statement. Quote, "Our due diligence in investigating the allegations against Infiltration has uncovered a substantial amount of information and documentation, which all require review, translation, and authentication before making any decisions. Between complexities of the Korean legal system, language barriers, and time zones, this process has taken longer than we had expected. We hope to complete this soon, but due to factors out of our control, we do not have a firm timeline for when our final statement will be released." That's more or less what we knew. But here's some new information. We have shared all of our documentation with Capcom, who has been conducting their own independent investigation and legal review of materials before making any formal decisions for the CPT. It is our understanding that this process may still take weeks. It is not our intention to delay the statement, as we wish to reach a conclusion as much as the public does. However, we will not corrupt the integrity of our investigation by rushing. Additionally, Infiltration will remain inactive from competition until this is completed.
I'm done reading into this.
It's just I don't doubt that this is a, you know, tricky situation, right? but I do feel like they're taking way too long. I feel like they're really dragging this out. I feel like if they really wanted to get to the bottom of it, they could have already. I feel like they probably already know where this is going. There's a few theories
on why they would not be able to.
Because they're waiting for the CPT season to be over and then dump it when people aren't paying attention?
No, I'm saying, like, legally, there might be reasons.
Lay it on me. What do you got?
I don't want to go too far into this because I don't want to speculate too far on something that might not be true. But, I mean, there may be other lawyers from other parties involved in this in this case who are stopping things from going that easily. I mean, there's obviously a contract between Infiltration and Panda Global. And so one of those parties might have interest in that not being broken.
There is – this is, like I said before, one of those things where you absolutely want to make sure you get every single thing right because – there is so much on the line for, you know, obviously the allegations against Infiltration. There's stuff on the line for him. There's stuff on the line for Panda Global. There's stuff on the line for Capcom. Everybody's got to make sure that they have the right decision so that when it's time to make that public, that they have everything they can backing up their decision, whether it is to keep him, whether it is to drop him, suspend him, strip points, do nothing, whatever that's going to be. So I don't necessarily, you know, I wish this would be concluded sooner, but I don't have a problem with it, with them taking their time on something of this level of seriousness.
Do you think that we should have heard something, anything at all from Capcom? Because we're hearing from PG that Capcom is indeed performing their own investigation. But do you think that Capcom owes it to the person that, you know, like whoever it's going to be that either gets in or doesn't, if Infiltration gets in or doesn't? Like, I mean, people really want to know. It's important.
But we already know that he's, you know, basically out of the CPG for the rest of the year.
I mean, until Capcom cut. One of them's an online event for North America. He's not going to be in that, you know, and we know that Latin Americans, I mean, well, yeah, you're right. And there's been a handful of events that he's signed up for or that was signed up for that he didn't go to. But, I mean, yeah, I'm talking about Capcom Cup specifically. Even if they're like, yeah, we don't know, but we're looking into it. It's like, I think that they, with, like, goes back to what I was saying earlier, with where they are, with what they're producing with the Pro Tour, they need to say something to let people know that they're on top of this as much as possible.
I feel like their hands are tied. And they're waiting just like the rest of us.
Yeah, they can't come out and say, you know, they can't levy any punishment and then it winds up that, well, maybe this is actually overblown and this wasn't referring to this lease.
And they don't want to take that heat. Can you imagine if Capcom was like, hey, guys, it wasn't that bad. He only beat her a little.
No, I'm not saying that they would ever say, like, Infiltration should be punished or take a stance on it. It should be something along the lines of, you know, we are reviewing, you know, the Infiltration case and we will make a decision as to far as whether or not he'll be participating in the Capcom Cup based on, you know, whatever the results are of this investigation. Something like that.
Their hand hasn't been forced yet, and I think until he, like, enters an event, they'll probably smartly not say anything.
I do feel like Capcom, they're not doing themselves any favor if they speak up right now. It's like, we're waiting on Panda Global. All of us, we're on the same boat. Well, shit.
I think that's it.
Yeah, that's it. We're waiting to hear more. Speaking of blow-ups, guys, Canada Cup. You know,
We should probably draw a few names for the.
Let's draw some. Wait, time out. Block or grab on drawing some names.
Grab.
John.
And before we do that, we had a lot of people that subbed. That we didn't get to say.
Yeah, let's thank ourselves.
Are you getting my feed, boss?
Sure am.
All right. Well, we got the claps going.
Hold on a sec. Where did the... There it is. All right, so...
Hey, we got the claps going, bruh.
All right. Here it is. Unsung Hero for 8 months.
Hey, thanks, Unsung Hero.
Mike Strikes Back with his Twitch Prime.
Hey, Mike Strikes Back. Thank you.
Beaver FTW with the 1 year.
Beaver for the win. 1 year club. What's up, 12 months?
And El Carlitos 351 with Twitch Prime. Hey,
Carlitos. What's going on, buddy?
Yeah, and just to say, we're about 10 subs away from a new emote. And, you know, if you look at the very top right, if you have Amazon Prime, you can use your Twitch Prime here. You're probably going to forget about it later, so might as well make it useful. You know what I'm saying?
Fucking Alon. Hey, thanks, Alon, for reminding the people.
We are still taking suggestions for the one open slot we have right now.
I have a question for you, Steve.
Yes.
Is it Avatar or is it Ghostbuster?
There's a story here. there was supposed to be a different shirt that was going to look a lot closer to what it's supposed to be. And that shirt didn't come through. Mm-hmm. So I had to scrounge. Mm-hmm. I had to do something for the people here. Mm-hmm. I couldn't let you down. So I had the yellow. This was the only other yellow shirt I have. I have brought shame upon the Avatar lineage, and I apologize for that.
I mean, who knows? If Avatar in modern times, you might be into Ghostbusters.
What if you turn it inside out and around?
I tried that. It doesn't work. If the zipper goes to places, it did not go.
Hey, in the meantime, Simple Function just subbed, so we got some more Daigo claps. Nine more to go. Thank you, Simple Function. If you'd like to show the claps... It's not coming through, huh? No. Well, let me go ahead and close and reopen this program.
All right. So while you're doing that, I'm going to draw a couple names from this raffle.
Okay. Now, this is for another Chun costume?
Is this for another Chun costume, or is this the game?
No, this is to get into the wheel for the game.
Okay, oh, to get into the wheel.
Y'all want to get in this wheel?
So here's
three names make it onto the wheel, right?
So if you win this raffle, you're the ultimate raffle king or queen
which
of best
you?
Of five.
All right, the first person is Lupe's Lounge.
Okay.
Lupe's Lounge has made it on to the wheel.
If you extrapolate the best player ever in Capcom Pro Tour history.
Who else we got, Elon?
Let's see here. Second drawing. It's Ultra David.
Ultra David.
Ultra David
has made it on to the wheel. Congratulations, Ultra David.
Most colluded week in history.
All right.
Wait, let me enter before you draw.
No. last one is El Carlitos 351.
What? Come on, dude. Oh, it's because he subbed.
The guy that just subbed.
Okay, I'm looking at the screen.
His name is there, and it does not take into account whether you sub or not.
How many names make it onto the wheel?
We have 10 total, so we're going to draw three now, three later, and then three right before we spin it.
And then the last one will be? Because that only adds up to nine.
Last one is going to be whoever we want.
All right.
All right, we'll hold a contest. We'll ask a trivia question.
Back to the blow-ups, y'all. Canada Cup. Now, I was reminded, back in the day, I don't know if y'all know this, I used to have a little YouTube channel where I used to do interviews at FGC events. And I went to Texas Showdown, and I interviewed Ultra David. Still on the site. Still on the page. And I was like, yo, you know, you're a commentator, but what commentators do you like? And he said, actually, I watch that shit on mute because I'm trying to watch what's happening on the screen. And it's basically a distraction. Long story short, watching Canada Cup reminded me of that practice because I don't speak Japanese, so I put it on mute. Who wants to start to break down what happened to Canada Cup? Now, none of us were there, but we were all stream monsters, at least for some of it.
I followed watching Top 8, trying to anyway. I was like just clicking on links. We ended up in a Japanese stream, and then the Japanese stream started screaming because they ran out of match footage. And then I started watching Anti-Handicam stream it on his phone from the crowd. And yeah, that's about what happened.
What I don't understand, I'm sure there's a reasonable explanation, but how come if he was still being streamed...
weren't supposed to. That was sort of like a secret stream. Because this is what I heard was that they had been told to pack up the streams. They'd canalized one to record everything. One stream set up to record matches. And the other one, they were tearing down, but they didn't really tear it down. And they couldn't have commentators on it, so they fed it to... the Japanese stream secretly. So I don't know if that's 100% true. That is what was attributed to Chris Seg, although I don't know if he won it, like I said, 100% said it.
It's grassroots instead of esports. We're back to grassroots. We're just doing secret streams and stealing away and... This is goofy.
You know,
but, I mean, the fact that it even came down to that was just, it was the cherry on the cake. I mean, I was trying to follow along because I followed along with Tekken, which was a whole nother issue with stream-wise earlier in the week. And, you know, I was trying to watch the Street Fighter V finals. Like, okay, it's going to be on this time. It's going to be on this time. And then I'm bouncing around to Flo's chat. I'm bouncing around to Anti with his camera pointed to the big screen. And then when that gets shut off, I'm watching along with Anti pointing his camera literally at the screen that they're playing off of. I think this is one of those weekends, one of those moments that's just going to live on forever beyond whatever happens with, you know, Lap Cheese, Apology, the improvements that go into Canada Cup 2019. This is going to be like 13-0.
This will be like 895.
Right. This moment is going to live on forever. It's going to outlive whatever correction.
I don't understand why people still dog on Lap Cheese for the 895.
Because
I get it.
It's fun. And because it's lighthearted, because Lapchi is in a special place. He is a fan favorite. He's got some attitude. He's got some character. And the equation that adds up to Lapchi is still something that people – it still has charisma, right? And people still believe in him. If you looked at Twitter, at least with all the players that I saw tweeting about it, everyone was – I didn't see a single, like, Lapchi is a piece of crap, T.O., nothing like that. It was all – I forgive him. This sucked. It wasn't all his fault. This is and that's, but it was very, no one was super pissed off at him. And I think that he'll very much live through this. He'll just have 895 and Canada Cup 2018 stream next to his name forever. But it'll go almost in like, I don't want to say an endearing way, but it'll just be like, oh, Lapchi, that goof. Maybe all the streams will go down. We'll still love him. He bought everyone alcohol in the venue, you know, like to remedy the situation.
I did see actually a little bit of the more criticism towards Lapchi and towards Canada.
Yeah, what did they say? What were you seeing there?
There's just a lot of frustration, a lot of frustration about the experience in general. Because, you know, beyond the streaming situation, or at least beyond the Sunday Grand Final situation, you had a whole bunch of stuff going on. This was part of a larger convention, EGLX. And that was a massive, massive undertaking that Canada Cup was this year just a small part of, or at least a relatively small part of. You had things like issues with the amount of space that was on the FGC side because they shared space with Smash, and for the greater convention, the chance to play Smash Ultimate was a much bigger draw than the chance to play like Street Fighter or Tekken. So you had, you know, half of the streams, two of the stream setups dedicated to Smash. You had more space dedicated to Smash, and you had every other game cramped into that other space. There were issues with Saturday because the convention was sold out. They reached capacity. So you had players who either could not leave the venue and come back or could not enter the venue in the first place because they were at capacity. They had to wait for players, for people to leave the convention to let anybody else in. So you had pools that were delayed because they were waiting for players to come in, and they weren't going to disqualify anybody because of that. You had the issue with Dragon Ball FighterZ not being streamed pool-wise. You had the issue where they had to kick off a top eight to get any sort of Tekken pools streamed, and that ended up only being an hour's worth. You had the issue with obviously the hard cutoff time of 6 o'clock for streaming, which led to the countdown, which led to the clock that we've going on right up in that corner. You know, just a plethora of things that have just run the gamut here.
Yeah. So, but then the takeaway from this is like, does someone need to die because of this? Like, does the finger need to get pointed at Lapchi? And does, like, and that's a legitimate question. Like, does there need to be a sacrifice to remedy all this? Or is it just something that, because the truth of the matter is, it does suck for a lot of people.
This event, right? Cannot be a premiere next year.
Is that like an appropriate,
I don't punishment? Think it should be a CPT event at all next year. The fact of the matter is, when, you know, they had, like, allegations of bracket floating, you know, for ECT several years ago that were like infinitely less bad than this in many ways. And that got the event kicked off the Pro Tour. I think an event jeopardizing, as I've said before, the integrity of the tour this badly should not be an event on the tour next year. The fact of the matter is the grand finals was Shaohai versus Tokido, right? It was two people who had already qualified and it wasn't that big a deal in some sense who won for the sake of the Capcom Pro Tour. But had this instead been, you know, some player who flew up there for the weekend, having the pressure of the venue maybe closing and power being turned off and time running out of the tournament, that completely fucks with your mindset playing the tournament that may or may not be what gets you into Capcom Cup. And it just really, really looks bad. And obviously these problems weren't, you know, intentional by Canada Cup, but there are things that happened and way too many things that were within their hands happened for this to be allowed to fly. It looks really bad for Capcom.
I do want to point one thing out just as a little bit of a thought experiment here is, you know, we have in the past discussed, not maybe complained, but discussed like, man, is it oversaturated? Are there too many events in the CPT season? And I wonder if we didn't have so many, if this would be a way bigger deal. Like if this was one of five events in the CPT calendar, it would be, I think, more catastrophic. So this is an argument for having more.
And I mean, someone in the chat brought it up earlier, but basically, like, when Capcom puts the premier stamp on a tournament, it makes people fly to that tournament. People flew across the literal world to go to this tournament to get, you know, basically what wasn't at all up to par. And that sucks. That ruins people's weekends. And, you know, that's not necessarily something that's in anyone's control. But, I mean, it's just, it's a bad look. And with a lot of the other things going on about, you know, I'm not even going to go into that. Never mind. But it's a bad look.
I don't necessarily. Oh, go ahead, Jeff.
You know, I was actually kind of unplugged this weekend. I've been moving, and those are my days off now. So I wasn't really watching the streams. I mean, I've heard the reports and everything, and I've discussed it with coworkers and you guys and such. But to my understanding, how much of it was the players that were impacted by this versus the people that were trying to watch on stream? Because, I mean, it's two very different things if, you know, if people aren't able to play versus if people aren't able to watch. And of course, like, it's still a huge thing. This is, you know, esports is a spectator, you know, based entity in a lot of ways. And so it's like, it's no small thing if just the streams went down. But if the players were still able to play and everything, and then the tournament still like played itself out, then I think that's a little bit different than if it was just stream issues.
Well, I think there was issues with the player experience as well. On top of what I already mentioned, there were issues with stream or with setups not having working game audio. You know, the headphone jack's not working, so they were playing without audio. And that wasn't just Street Fighter. That was Dragon Ball FighterZ as well. That said, I don't necessarily think this has to be removed from the CPT. I do feel that a lot of what has happened...
So what if this doesn't get you removed from the CPT, what makes you a CPT event?
Here's
like my, what makes you CPT? Can I just be a CPT event by running a tournament in my basement? Because I guarantee you'd be better.
Here's my argument against it. The issue you brought up with ECT a few years ago, that was a direct violation of the sanctity of the tournament itself. We're not talking about, you know, it would be nice for it to be streamed. We expect it to be streamed. This was a direct messing with the bracket. You mess with the bracket, that defeats the entire point of the tournament. And I do feel like the fallout from this is still going to be harsh. I don't know if it will necessarily be as harsh as it has been for something like Final Round back in 2016, because Lapchi has more goodwill built up. You know, Canada Cup last year or the year before wasn't perfect, but was generally seen as good.
Like when Quackpot entered the tournament twice and then they reran an entire bracket because of that, screwing over someone who had already qualified?
And even that was a direct deception by a player that a bracket runner wouldn't know if they didn't know what he looks like. So I think there's some slack there. You know, whereas final round from a couple years ago, that was just a magnification of issues that had already existed on a smaller level in previous iterations of that. Now, granted, they corrected those for 2017, 2018, and 2019. I expect to be a great tournament. But that's why I feel like the feedback hasn't been as harsh for this as it was for that.
I think when you do stuff like make people flip coins for certain – I know that's not the Pro Tour itself though, but I feel like there was a lot of like sanctity of the events type issues that could have been solved by giving the players like some sort of in advance mention for what was going to happen to solve these problems. I saw tweets about people not knowing whether or not they were going to have to move the final location because they were talking about whether or not the power was going to be shut off at 6:30. I don't know. It's something that as a player messes with your head when you don't know whether to focus on the game or whether to pack up your stuff and go somewhere else. So I don't know.
Do you think that somebody sitting there on the damn in the hot seat was like, shit, I better finish this fast? Do you think like Justin
I don't know.
Wong
I mean, I don't know.
Shit?
I can't comment on that because I don't actually know what the players knew and what they didn't. But there was a lot of issues.
Yeah, I think a lot of what we can expect or what we should expect is going to come down to will Canada Cup be part of an exhibition or a big convention next year? Because we haven't just seen it at this. We saw it at EGX. We saw it at Stunfest, where if it's part of a big convention and the TO doesn't have full control over the event, things have a greater tendency to go wrong, to go sideways. So if they announce that Canada Cup next year is going to be back in a hotel ballroom, that it's going to be Canada Cup and Canada Cup by itself, then I think people can feel a lot more confident than if it was, we're partnering up with EGX again. EGLX.
Hey, you know, there's a lot of people on Twitter, a lot of the pillars of the community, your Justin Wongs, your, I believe, Alex Myers and your Chris Tees, saying, give this guy, you know, he feels real bad. Lepchi feels real bad about the way things turned out.
I'm not saying a word about the guy. I don't care what happened. I'm sure he's a fine dude. And that's no, I just don't think the event should be given the benefit of the doubt, like, for this and for the 17th time.
So you can't make one mistake?
One mistake?
One big weekend-long
mistake.
You can't
fuck up a whole tournament and expect to be an important tournament the next year. That's all I'm saying. I think that's totally fair.
So block grab, should Canada Cup be on the Pro Tour next year?
Not to me.
That's a block. Steve?
I it would be a dependent grab. Like I said, if it's if it's on its own, he'll get that right. He'll make sure that this is not repeated.
Anyhow, John, I'm going to run the Donka Invitational
in your cellar?
In your basement?
I'm going to PM someone, make this happen. There's a 9-player limit, 8 people, and then I play the winner of the other tournament for the points. And there's no money unless I win. And it's in Brazil, so that's why there's no money. So there you go. Donk Invitational, Capcom
Donk
Pro Tour.
Brazilian basement.
Do you have Canada Cup next year, yes or no, John?
I'm
a part of the CPT.
Balancing all of these things, I don't know that, like, it's hard for me to go in completely on the event itself. It's like, yeah, maybe their big sin or their big mistake was teaming up with this convention. And it's like, well, okay, then just don't do it next year. You know, with how many successful Canada Cups there have been, is this the one where you're like, okay, you're not qualified to run an event efficiently? I haven't heard enough evidence to necessarily say that it's enough to banish them or to kick them off. Like maybe knock them down to a ranked, but even then, I don't think that accomplishes much. And this is one of Canada's few tournaments, you know, few major events. The other ones are Canada Cup also, right? Just like offshoots of that. So I think that it should still be on the Pro Tour.
Don't you think that there should also be, though, and I know that there's some rules put in place by Capcom proper like, hey, you need to meet all these requirements and we need to see all the paperwork and see that everything is lined up, then we're good to go. Like some kind of framework that's like, you need to get this signed.
That would be way better. I understand why that doesn't exist. I understand they can't put their hands in every single tournament on the Pro Tour. But I mean, I do think that they should maybe lower the amount of events if they have to give this much liberty to the events in the first place. If you can't have someone call them and be like, hey, is this plan for, is this plan for, is this plan for, okay, then I don't know what you're saying. Because, I mean, I don't know. You've already heard my piece on this.
I think there should just be fewer events anyway.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, I agree. But that's his own kind of, you know, conversation to have.
I really think there should never be two events in the same weekend.
But fewer events doesn't necessarily mean no event in Canada. That means probably less events in America, exactly. Less events in other places. Exactly. The places that have few events, you're not going to take them away, are you?
And if they got rid of a Canada event, I would want them to replace it with a Canada event, if at all possible, of course. I don't, you know, you shouldn't punish the region. And yet again, I'm not trying to say this is ill will towards Lap Chi or even like that Canada Cup will suck forever. I'm just saying that I think there has to be something that happens on the Pro Tour as a result of a tournament that's having this many issues.
What all did Lap Chi? What? Go ahead.
Let's run Donka's Montreal basement next year.
What all? Because
then I'd have to pay them.
Steve, the Quebec Chateau basement.
Like what all? What all did he screw up on? Real quick, just the list.
yeah, run it down.
Steve did like a 2-minute one earlier. I'll let him go again.
I know, but you had like the headphones and stuff. Like tournaments, you don't hear the game at most tournaments that you go to. That's just a fact of the matter. Like maybe on stream, and even sometimes then not. But like that's nothing new.
Yeah, tournaments. You had players who, in some cases, waited 2-3 hours between matches and pools.
So crappy run pools. That's a strike against him.
You had
bad scheduling.
You had some. Well, not only bad.
Objectively laggy setups.
You had players who, you had bracket runners who did not know what they were doing. Another key thing was a large chunk of that international 5v5. Had to be rerun because of screw ups by bracket runners.
Yeah.
So that set Sunday behind. You had questionable scheduling, thinking a Tekken top eight is going to take 2 hours or a Dragon Ball Fighters top eight is going to take 2 hours. There are just so many.
So those are legit. Even those in by
outside
themselves.
Outside of being part of the convention, the spacing, the one stream for basically every game that wasn't Street Fighter or Smash.
The biggest one to me is that unless I don't know, and the big question is, did they know there was going to be a time when the power was shut off? Like, was that some new development? They had to know.
They scheduled to be done at 6.
Okay, so they knew. They knew, and they didn't plan around it. And that's, to me, unacceptable enough already.
It is okay. So all of those are pretty big fumbles, right? That fall directly on the TO. So yeah, I do think that's a bad look for Canada Cup. So, I mean, yeah, if you do take it away from them next year, give it to something else in Canada. But yeah, those are some pretty big screw ups.
Hey y'all, Questbeer just subbed for an entire year, 12 months, coming in hot.
I guess I just don't think that we should attribute like the big thing, which was the stream going down, which is what everyone immediately notices and has issue with. It's like that's not the heart of the issue, really, as far as you know, Lap Chi and stuff. And but there are other things that he definitely screwed up on. So yeah, shame on you. Hey, a new subscriber.
Hey, check it out. We got Sook 921 or 92i.
Oh, we got that working.
Thank you for the subs. How many are we away from a new emote, Elon?
Seven
subs to a new emote.
That's another point that Burger Gyros brought up. It was part of the Neo Geo World Tour, and neither of those games got any stream time. So Canada Cup is one of those events that's a big deal.
Now, hold on, Steve. Just because an event is part of a circuit doesn't guarantee anything that it will be streamed. It just means that tournament
will
happen.
Well, that depends heavily on the contract of the circuit, and I think the Tekken World Tour would have something to say to you about that.
But yeah, I'm trying to play devil's advocate here, but the point is, the tournament will happen, the matches, the winner will be determined, and nobody said that you have to get to watch it at home.
Let's just say there's more things I'm not saying, because I don't know if I'm supposed to say them.
Such as?
I can't, that's why I'm not saying them.
Tell me one of the things that you're not saying.
I'm not saying them!
All right. Well.
Yeah, there are contractual obligations.
There are definitely. I've heard of these four, you know, pro tour events, and you have to have a certain amount of stream time and things like that. I don't know the specifics, and I especially don't know the specifics for Canada Cup. But yes, that the fact that certain games need to be on stream for certain amounts of time because of the contracts are is very much a thing.
You get called out for not saying the things. You can't say
I'm no snitch.
There's all these things. Come on.
All right.
I'm a witch.
We're gonna get kicked out. We got to draw some more names.
All right, let's draw some names. Put them on the big board, the big wheel. Please, if you've already entered, don't enter. But yeah, let's open up them raffles. And who? What do you win if you make it onto the big wheel and then not only that are selected via BOV Eclipse?
You win a copy of Soul Calibur 6.
Hey, look at them over there playing with swords. That's my long impression.
And if you win the copy of Soul Calibur 6, you have to make a create a character
that looks like a beat up Mike.
One of your favorite best of five member.
You're on the hook. Otherwise, you don't get the game. There's no way for us to prove one before the other, but.
All right, we got some names.
All right, we got some names here.
All right, let's go.
All right, Space Jamost or Space Jam OST. I like Space Jamost better.
Space Jam original Space soundtrack. Jamost.
Space Jam OST.
Don't get in there, dude. Don't raffle yourself. Too late. Space Jam OST.
Space
you're in
Jam
there, pal.
OST. We got Where's Charlesy? Where is Charlesy?
Where is he?
I don't know.
Okay.
And. Last but not least,
Ultra David again.
If only. Javi SRK.
Hey, Javi from Houston. That's not rigged. All right. So now we have 6 of 10 names on the wheel. Are they visible on the wheel yet? Can we like pull up the wheel before spinning it and take a look? Let's take a look.
Hold on.
Holding.
Ultra David says that if he wins, he'll make
I have.
An invisible character named Alon. Alon's a real guy. If you watch our... Okay, look. So we got... yep, the names are there.
Dang.
4 spots remain. Could be you. Javi SRK. Where's Charles Lee? Space Jam Host. what is this? El Carlitos. Ultra David. Lap Cheat. Just kidding. Lupe Slong. Something or other.
Okay, we can...
Lupe's Lounge. Anyway, we're running out of time here. They're going to cut off the power.
All right, let's get back to the show. Hey, guys. Some new characters were announced for a variety of franchise games here, including Miss X. She was announced for SNK Heroines. Y'all are really excited, right?
Well, Miss X is like Iori, right?
I don't know. Am I crazy? No, I'm completely on the outside of KOF. I know I'm betraying my Mexico roots but not knowing all these characters. But... Is this a male character dressed as a female?
So, no, this is like Terry Bogard, I believe. This is Iori.
But it looks like he's cross-dressing, not a,
I'm not
a female
comment.
Version.
I have
there no. Is, there's a two. There's another costume where in this one that you're seeing here, I think, is a okay. This is the male. There's a female and a male, and okay. Then a male dressed up as a female.
That's what I'm saying. See, I told you.
Biologically speaking, whatever. It's bull. There's both wieners and vaginas in this character.
Any lizard
depending
dicks?
Depending on what costume
this is Miss X. That's all we're going to say. And then one of them, Miss X, is dressed as Kyo.
Are you laughing because I said wieners and vaginas and you're a 5-year-old?
That's how
dude?
You're going to put it? Really?
Yeah.
Like, oh, my God.
Also, Christy was announced for Dead or Alive 6. You got a Christy. Video of that, buddy? 16. Let's check this out.
So I know the
best of five Deus is most excited for is Dead or Alive.
Beanies and hoo-haws then, Steve. Is that bad?
First of all, the graphics in this game. Hey, guys, can you all, like, take the dick and vagina conversation offline, perhaps? Maybe?
It's Christy versus Jean-Claude Van Damme as Guile.
Mm-hmm.
This looks really good.
I don't like the fighting engine in this game, but the graphics are really good.
Yeah, it's just all about the visuals, it feels like.
is there a joke in there?
No.
Not everything I say is a joke, Steve.
Yeah.
Well, that's debatable.
Jean-Claude Van Guile. I like how you said Jean-Claude Guile dressed, or Jean-Claude didn't dress as Guile. We've actually had that on Celluloid. Okay, so, hey, did y'all hear about this one, though? 2B was announced for Soul Calibur 6. I have not played this game. What is it? Nier Automata, something or other?
Yeah.
So I don't get the other than like I've seen her represented in waifu fashion.
She'll probably be pretty popular.
Oh yeah, she will be very popular.
Okay, take a shower. Take a cold shower, Steve. Take it easy.
I'm not saying I'm excited. I'm saying that there are people who are excited.
Name Steve.
What? Oh, God damn it.
Was that game really popular, or was this character popular?
It was a popular game and a popular character.
What's funny, and everybody pointed out immediately, is like this is one of the most created characters in the character creation.
Yeah, there's
mode.
Like a million 2Bs already. So now we get to see the real 2B.
The official. Or not to be. So then, I guess people are excited for this game. Ilan, as our resident Soul Calibur player, are you excited for 2B to be in this game?
I'm the most apathetic I've ever been.
Okay. Well, that's a solid...
He's been pretty apathetic.
All right, block or grab on 2B being in this game? Mike?
I feel like the whole character creation engine makes, like, new character announcements less exciting, and I know that's, like, very casual of me, but that's how I feel about it.
You're blocking.
I just don't really care about this game.
So you're blocking. The game is called Block or Grab, Mike.
I'm blocking.
All right, blocking here. Esteban?
Neutral jump. I said this a few weeks ago. I would block on 2B in Soul Calibur, but I would grab on 2B in
real life.
Dead or Alive. Dead or Alive. Come on.
Sorry. Thought you were saying something else. Go ahead.
Just block.
Block and grab. John, block and grab on 2B.
Okay, so like Donka, I don't really care all that much about what happens with Soul Calibur. I think it's a very beautiful game. I'm happy to have it in the FGC. It's not my game, whatever. But I think that with how much people were wanting this character specifically, evidenced alone, or there is evidence enough by how many people custom created her. She seems to be the hot new thing right now. Steve loves her, and so I think that it's a great addition to the game. I think it's a smart call by Bandai, and I think that because of that, I will grab it.
Okay, cool, thanks. So, I'm sorry, Ilan, Mr. Apathy?
Yeah, everybody already has a crouching vertical in this game. I don't know why they needed a character dedicated to it.
Is that a 2B joke?
It's a joke.
Yeah, how do I prepare for 2B? How do I defend against 2B?
You just sidestep. You read Hamlet.
All right, guys. The meta.
Wow.
Hey, the Evo Japan list, has that come out yet?
No.
Okay, moving on then. Let's go to our actual block grab, which is this cool animation will kick us off. Come on, Ron.
Block grab.
All right, the actual block grab tonight, which we've been incorporating in our segments, but now we're doing an actual full-on block grab segment, is the proposed leak list for Smash Brothers Ultimate. I'm real excited, guys. This y'all ready to block or grab on some of these characters?
Yeah, this is from so-called Grinch leak.
Why do they call it the Grinch leak? I don't get that.
Because allegedly these pictures came from an advertising agency that was working with Nintendo and Bandai Namco, and some of the proof in the trim of the picture was an unused image of the Grinch that studio was also doing promotional material for.
Now I would grab on the Grinch being in Smash.
Have you seen the memes that have come up because of that? Like, oh my gosh, we did a story on them earlier, and I had not, like, this isn't really my, avenue, but I did that story, and seeing these, like, Grinch rhymes and stuff, it's hilarious. And Banjo-Kazooie illustrated as, like, the traditional Grinch when he smiles is the best thing.
Well, you can probably check that article out right as soon as you're done watching this show on eventhops.com. Now, let's get to this block grab. The first one up to be blocked and or grabbed is Isaac from Golden Sun. I'm not familiar with this game. I'm not familiar with this character.
Is like
I could give two shits.
So behind that I have to block. Like, this would have made sense any time within like 100 years of a Golden Sun game coming out. But at this point, we have like 10,000 Sword Boys in the game, and it just doesn't interest me at all. Block.
Steve?
People like Marth, people like Roy, people will probably like this one. I'm going to grab just to make everybody happy because I'm that kind of guy.
You're a saint. All right. John, block and or grab on Isaac.
I mean, I'm gravitating towards block because of the things that Donka just said. But at the same time, you go, well, I mean, that's why Chun-Li costumes continue to pop out, right? Because apparently people like them and people buy them. And you got a whole bunch of, what do you say, sword boys. But I don't know. If people want them in Smash, if they'll play them, if they'll be hyped for them, then good. That's kind of my, you know, barometer.
This is what the chat is saying.
It's really weird with Smash because there's so many characters at this point from so many games. It's like it doesn't feel like it's limiting anything for them to add a character. It's not like back in the day when you knew there was only going to be like 20 and you were like, shit, yeah, that's a waste of a spot. Now you're like, okay, I guess. Go
Speaking
ahead.
Speaking of Golden
so,
Sun, chat
so
says...
So then you would never... Go ahead.
Awesome game. Golden Sun is dope.
Yeah, I mean, if people like them especially, and we could fall into that trap with this. We can go, well, it doesn't matter. I mean, it's not going to take
All
away
right,
from
you
me,
get
so
three grabs. Three
You'll
grabs
three.
Only.
Then I will block this one. Easy.
There you go.
You can re-block, Steve.
I'm going to block. If I can't be that generous for my three. Well, actually, no, I'll grab. I'll hang on to the grab.
All right. So that's two blocks and a grab. You have two grabs remaining, Steve. Ilan, you're fresh.
I thought this was going to be Isaac from Binding of Isaac, so I'm sad, so I'm going to block.
I thought that too.
All right, next up on the list, Geno. I think I'm pronouncing that right. From
Pretty sure it's
Mario.
Geno, right?
Yeah, it's Geno, fucking no. What's his last name, Talia?
You can find Geno.
What the hell is wrong with you?
Cheerio.
Yes, that was a very loud proclamation. Do you want to just block or grab on Geno?
You know, I really like Super Mario RPG. I've never understood the obsession with like getting this character in Smash, other than as like some hipster declaration that you know who he is. Like he's a puppet. I don't know. I'm gonna block.
He's like a little Pinocchio, or what's the deal?
I guess he can like shoot his arms off. Like he's basically I don't know.
All right, moving on.
Geno Whirl.
So you're blocking or grabbing?
I like Mallow better, so I'm going to block.
Steve, block and or grab on Geno. Look, he's a doll that got brought to life by aliens, according to Rare-based Zach.
That's true.
You know, I'm going to turn in all my cred because I was more of a Genesis guy than a Super Nintendo guy. So I'm going to block.
Sega does win a Nintendo.
Exactly. That doesn't have real talk baseball. Genesis has real talk baseball. Let's go.
John, block or grab on Geno.
Considering how many times I've seen this guy pop up on like what I want for on Smash wish lists, I would grab. But if we only get three, there are characters that I'd much rather have than him. And I think Donka articulated it beautifully when he said it's like just this hipster passion to have this guy in because you know who he is and nobody else does. And so all things into account, I'm going to block.
Elon.
This guy's name makes me miss living in Philadelphia, so I'm a block.
I'll give one thing, which is that I remember playing Smash 64 and as a child, and I unlocked Ness, and I thought, who the hell is this character? Mm-hmm. He's on Kirby's stage. Is he like Kirby's friend or something? And through that, learning who Ness was, I played Earthbound back when Smash 64 came out, and it found me that game. So if this is like an avenue for having people play Super Mario RPG, I guess that could be kind of cool.
Earthbound was somewhat contemporary, although Super Nintendo 1 system removed. How long ago did Geno come out? Are people going to go back? Or are they going to release
it? It's a long
it?
Time, and the game's fairly dated. So, I mean, I don't know. It would be a bigger stretch. But Smash... probably harder now that the internet lets you know who everyone is, but like Smash introduced a lot of people to Earthbound, to Fire Emblem, to various games where, you know, the representation was kind of niche. So it has that power.
Okay, moving on. Next character is Banjo from Banjo and Kazooie.
I'm grabbing. I've always wanted this. I think he's like really easily able to be like his own kind of character. He's like
made for Smash.
Made for Smash. He's huge in Nintendo lore. He's goofy. He's fun. Like, it's just a character where I can't imagine a good argument for why you wouldn't want him in, let alone why you would want him not to be in.
So, yeah, I'm going to grab
it. Does he come with Kazooie?
Of course.
He's got to come with Kazooie.
Okay, Steve, block and or grab on Banjo.
Easy grab. You know, he's the character, like you said, that's just made for this game. So, easy grab.
John?
A ton of potential with Kazooie. But you know what you could also do is do the earlier callback and give him moves, like have him get on like a race, a go-kart, you know, and do the Diddy Kong Racing. I think that there's so much you can do with this character. It would be great.
His final smash could be like Mumbo Jumbo transforming him into like something. Yeah, I don't know. There's T-Rex a lot.
Or a washing machine or something. He's got all those different types of eggs. He could have Jinjos, whatever. But like the character is so rich. He's a Nintendo franchise character. Like if you don't... Smash is screwed up every time they've made a Smash game without Banjo in them. So, yeah, grab.
Elon?
I'm going to block just because I'm skeptical that he's actually going to be in the game.
Oh, come on, dog.
We're assuming they're in here. You're blocking or grabbing on whether you would like... Whatever. Well, all right.
I'm going to block it anyway.
Moving on. The next one is... These fucking dudes. These dudes from... they're the Chorus Kids from Rhythm Heaven. Oh, man.
I like it. Like, I enjoy that they're being weird. I think they always do a weird one, and I think it always, like, a few people like it. Like, this is real weird. I can't say it interests me enough to grab it, so I'm going to block. I'm sorry.
Dude, the reason why I like it is, one, because I've played Rhythm Heaven game, and they're awesome in the game. Two, they kind of remind me of those little four spirits from Spirited Away. I think it's Spirited Away, or Princess Mononoke. I forget which one. The ones that are in the trees.
Same one.
Nerd.
Steve?
I would say if I wasn't limited to three, I would grab this one, because there's a lot of creative things you can do with this. But I got to save my one, so I'm going to block.
John?
Similar boat. Like, the fact that it's different and creative and what you could do with this, like, trio of characters fighting together would be kind of cool. But if I only have three, I'm not gonna use it on this, so block.
I'm going to grab just because I like the idea of playing three characters at once.
Yeah, I mean, they've done it with the Ice Climbers. What can they do with three? And I think, like, are there many other characters that are in multiples? Not like Olimar, right? That doesn't count.
Yeah.
He's like, sort of.
There was Pokemon Trainer where you could switch between.
Yeah.
And Pokemon Trainer's back.
Yeah. I just want to see this character, like, double wobble.
Triple wobble?
Triple wobble. Whatever.
Trouble?
It's, like, super easy to do, too. It'd be funny.
Tro wobble.
All right. We're moving on to our next person on the list here.
It's treble. Their choir is, it's treble.
This is Mock Rider. A character who I have absolutely no idea. I assume it's a Nintendo game, but I don't actually recall it.
Yeah, it's like from the NES game, Mock Rider.
Right, I gathered as much, but...
This is an easy grab for me. I think he's going to be sick. Like, I think like the idea of a character on a motorcycle at all times is super fun. We don't have any character... I guess the closest would be like Bowser Jr.'s in the clown car, but... I think it's like a really unique idea for a fighting game to have like a vehicle-based character.
People are saying he's a Captain Falcon Echo, potentially.
I guess he could be, but I don't see it. That would be so lazy. If he's a Captain Falcon Echo, I'll be very disappointed. So I would block in that case, but I'd grab if he's his own character.
Okay, so that's a grab for Steve. Mike, how many do you have?
I have one left.
Okay. Steve, how many grabs do you have left?
One. Block. Not John? Even worth the time.
John?
Yo también. Blah.
Elon?
I'm a grab because he's got like some dope-ass personality traits. Also, to the whole rumor about him being an Echo character, in this list that Steve so lovingly put together for us, he's not listed as an Echo character.
Hey, don't you're revealing him already. Get that out of there.
I'm just saying. Just proving the rumor false on the rumor.
Okay. Next one. So what are you grabbing or blocking?
I'm a grab.
Okay,
he's
cool.
He's dope looking.
Okay, we only got two left here.
We got like 6 minutes left.
Yeah, the clock is actually, they're being generous, but we don't actually have that much time. We have Shadow the Hedgehog, presumably an Echo for Sonic.
Are there two characters left?
This one and another.
Okay. I know who they both, they're both Echo characters. Ugh, I feel like they'd both be better done in like the Marvel vs. Capcom 1 style, where like Ryu is also Ken, is also Akuma. I'm surprised they haven't gone back to that in any games. I think that would be fun for, like, a Smash game. Between Sonic and the other, or Shadow and the other character, I'm going to have to pick Shadow.
Dang, really?
He's got a gun.
Steve, block and or grab on Shadow the Hedgehog.
Look, I'm more afraid of upsetting fans of Ken, or less afraid of upsetting fans
of Ken. Yeah, I was going to say, better be less afraid of Ken fans. Upsetting
fans of Shadow, so I'm going to grab.
John?
Grab all day. Shadow's a badass.
Yeah, he is. That's true.
Right fucking on.
He's like the Vegeta of the Sonic world.
I'll take it. Elon?
Block, I hate him.
All right. And the last character for tonight's block grab is none other than Ken, an Echo for Ryu. Mike? I guess you only have a block left, huh?
I only have a block left. The only way I would grab Ken is if it meant Chris T, like, got to tweet about Smash.
Steve, block or grab on Ken?
I'm a Ken player. I have to prove that Ken players can block, so I'm going to block.
John?
That was pretty good. I will grab Ken because he's Street Fighter, and I'm down with the idea of a little more Street Fighter representation in Smash.
Elon.
I'm going to abstain from voting because I don't have an opinion on this one.
Elon neutral jumps.
Yeah. Will it be Street Fighter? I found a picture of Street Fighter 5, Ken.
It would be an Echo. I guarantee it if that happens, yeah.
Because the Ryu in the game is like Street Fighter 2-ish, right?
He better.
No, he has a focus attack, so he's actually Street Fighter 4.
And the Echo characters are, by the way, not like Mario and Luigi. They're like Marth and Lucina. So, like, they're extremely similar unless they go different. Like, Fox and Falco are not Echoes, you know? Like, the Echo characters, so far, at least if they're like they are in Smash 4, are nearly the same character with, like, very slight traits different on their moves.
That brings us to the end of Block Grab. Thank you for everybody who played. Thank you for the audience for playing along as well. Are we adding the remaining four names to this raffle wheel, which will in turn decide who wins
a copy of Soul Calibur
6. Right. Yep, so the raffle's open. Let's do the next segment while everybody enters the raffle, and I'll get everything ready.
Right on. Okay, so we've talked about the Smash League. You want to just throw up that that list real quick? Because there's also, Steve, as you pointed out, there's a 40-minute... This is the final Smash Brothers Ultimate Nintendo Direct. By the way, I love these Nintendo Directs. They're like events. You know, people get excited for them. It's fun to watch them. But this is the final one for Smash Brothers, and it's happening this Thursday, 2 days from now, at 10 a.m. So that means that while I'm drinking my morning coffee at work, I'll be watching this. Can't wait.
Yeah, 10 a.m. Eastern.
What's this image you have up here?
This was the supposed image that was leaked out with some blurry
so they superimposed the leaked image with the actual image and filled in some of these blanks, but since it was a poor quality image on the leak, that's why they look blurry?
Right. Okay. So they kind of adjust it.
Bro, can you enhance and pan? Is that doable? I want to get a nice little...
We've got like 2 minutes, so we might not be able to enhance
it. Dude, I want to enhance and I want to pan. We also
have C-Trigger for subbing.
Who
subbed?
Thank you. My bad?
C-Trigger.
C-Trigger. Thank you, C-Trigger. Hey, C-Trigger, thank you. Thank you. All right, what are we looking at here? The characters that we delineated earlier. Got it. Well, who's this dude near Samus and... okay, who's that dude next to Toon Link? Okay, who's that dude next to Samus? Wait, who's that? Oh, that's Banjo-Kazooie. Oh, so that does have Kazooie for sure. Who's that dude next to the Lynx?
That's Shadow. I mean, this picture could be fake, so that's
no,
like, but...
No, yeah. Totally real. Who's that guy next to Lucario and... is that... oh, it's the dude from Shadow? Golden Sun or whatever the hell.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
Got it. I still can't tell exactly...
What do you main in Smash, Efren?
Is T-Hawk in the game?
No.
I think I'm... I had decided who I was going to play. I was going to play Simon Belmont. Okay. So, are we ready, Elon?
You're.
All right. So, we got Rika Fresh is going on the wheel.
Rika Fresh.
Rika Fresh.
All right, Rika.
Shout out to Rika. What else you got, Alon? All right.
Serial 777.
You have made it onto the wheel.
Serial raffle winner.
Second to last is Snake of Shadow Skill.
Snake of Shadow Skill. Never seen him comment until the raffle came up.
He follows the channel, so he's in. Last but not least, Alden Vieira.
Alden Vieira, you are now entered into the raffle. And are we ready to spin? Do we need a gavel hit from the broom? Let's go full screen here on Mr. Miguel Danca Schuller. Elon, come on, dude.
All right, here we go.
Ready?
He's banging the damn...
Spin. Two, win.
You're shitting me.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
I don't feel good about this.
He said he's going to give it away on Ultra Chat.
He's going to give away our giveaway.
Dang. Steve needs to get on Ultra Chat, and then they'll give it back to us. And
Dude. This is not how it's supposed to go. But we are getting word that we're about to get kicked out of the venue, and they're going to shut off our internet, so I think we've got to wrap this up. Thank you, everybody, for watching. Any final thoughts?
Oh, my God. I don't feel good about this.
Neither do I. This is terrible. God damn it.
Love you, Missy. Bye.
Damn it. Good night, Canada.
I'll see you next time. Steve writes for TechnoWorldTour.com. John writes for EventHubs.com. Mike is a witch.
Halloween's ruined.
See you guys.
Head over to...